prepaid meters are working in exactly the same way as the old meters were working, on the basis that we have got what is called a step tariff. A step tariff means that the first few units that one buys, and I think it's up to 300 kilowatt hours, at a much lower figure than the ones above that. So those who can consume less would then find that they pay considerably less. And the more you consume, the more you then pay. So that is what a step tariff is. And it's all done to encourage people to use less units. So you find that every month when you buy, the prepaid machine vendor actually records how much it would have been bought. And if you go again and you are already above the minimum level, then it will be at a different price. It's the confusion that we have had that we are actually now considering. Is it worth to continue to have a step tariff, which certainly benefits those who consume less power? Or should we just have a uniform tariff, which means that whatever kilowatt hour everyone consumes is the same? So we will be able to get a decision on that very soon.
What is happening to those who actually owe ZESA some money?
For every dollar that they use to buy electricity, 20 cents of that money would then be used to extinguish that debt. And the 20 cents will continue to be deducted for every dollar until such time that debt has been fully extinguished. So you will find that a person who owes money, when they tender the same amount as someone who does not owe money, the one who does not owe money will get more units.